利路亚，奉主耶稣名，很高兴在这边跟大家一起来敬拜神，我们的进入到安息圣日。
Hallelujah in Jesus Christ, I'm very delighted to be here to worship with everyone as we enter into the Sabbath.
那感谢神，又从维也纳来的弟兄姐妹在这里。
And thank the Lord, we also have brothers and sisters from the Vienna Church here with us.
那么远，那又在这里相见。
And it's truly amazing that they came from afar and we are able to meet here.
那我们今天晚上我们来思想一个题目，就是同一窑匠两种的器皿。
So this evening, let us ponder upon this topic. One potter, different types of vessels.
神，我们知道他是很好的窑匠。
We know that God is the best potter.
所以神造人就是你看创世纪第二章第七节。
So when God created man, as recorded in Genesis 2, verse 7,
中文是说神造人哦。
In the Chinese version, it says that God created man.
那我们听英文。
And the English says, the Lord God formed man.
应该是 formed.
So he formed man.
哎，那个你去做陶瓷是 formed 嘛？
And when you're working with clay, you usually mold or form that clay.
英文这个 formed 是跟希伯来文是一样的，就是。
So, the English term of form is the same as the original text in Hebrew. It's more accurate.
神造人不是用那个在流水线的，现在工业制造如果用一个模子，咚咚咚，算每个人都一样。
And God did not create us out of any kind of the default mold, kind of what they do in the factories.
这样才会快啊！
And he doesn't do that in order to be quick, faster, or more efficient.
神是艺术家。
But God is the greatest artist.
所以是，你做小朋友去做陶瓷哈，对不对？才艺班呢，他是每个人捏同一个老师捏出不一样的东西来。
And in art class, little children may use clay to mold, create different kind of vessels, and everyone would create something different.
第八节也是这样哈。
In verse 8, it also says, The Lord God planted a garden eastward, and he put the man whom he had formed.
中文都是造的，其实是捏出来的啦。如果用比较以事实来讲，传神就是神是神捏出来的。
And so Chinese uses a more general term of creating, but in English we see a more precise term of forming.
中国的父母哈，养小孩就是常常讲说你是从小把你捏大的嘛。
And in Chinese, Chinese parents, they often say that they raise their kids up by pinching them.
好像这个是用很用心的啦，慢慢把它捏出来。
Or rather, pinching, or in other words, forming them, and they put a lot of heart and effort into it to form and raise their kids.
所以神。那个我们是神捏出来的。
So we are also formed by God.
那神捏出谁呢？
And who did God form?
那我们知道，就是亚当。
We know that he formed Adam.
亚当是谁？
And who was Adam?
亚当是神的儿子。
Adam was the son of God.
所以这个捏出来的是特别有用的了。
And so this formation of God is this person is very useful.
所以在圣经里面，神用的器皿哈，都是用捏出来的。
So in the Bible, the vessels that God used were all formed or molded by Him.
以赛亚书说，称作神名下的人，就是神所不是招来，而是把它捏出来，要荣耀神的。
In the book of Isaiah, it says that those who are called under the name of God were all formed or molded by Him to glorify His name.
所以我们现在坐在这里啊。
So we're seated here today.
是神把我们选召来的。
And God has chosen us.
神选召我们一定有他的目的的。
And He must have His purpose for choosing us.
我们先来看一节哈。
Let's first turn to a verse in the scriptures.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章。
Romans 8.
我们从二十八节开始。
Romans 8 verse 28.
这前半哈，就是说万事互相效力了。
The first half says, we know all things work together for good.
那个 互相效力不一定是好。
Or all things work together may not necessarily be good.
不一定哈。
It's not necessary.
几年前不是有美国雷曼兄弟那个倒闭嘛？是不是还是怎么样？我不是非常清楚了。
And so several years ago, the financial institution Lehman Brothers collapsed.
那消息一出来呢，其实雷曼是十八世纪的德国来这边移民的，在我家不我住的那个隔壁村庄，还有一个他们家族的纪念馆呐、啊。他们来这边发达了，就要回德国盖一个纪念馆。现在还有啊，你还可以去看。
And the founders of this, the Lehman Brothers, came actually from the country where I live in, and also they actually came from a place that's very close to where I live, and they even they came here, made money, and they even built a memorial for them.
他这边倒闭了。
Or a museum for them, but here their company had collapsed.
全世界都有影响嘛，互相效力啊。
And the entire world was affected by this.
那我住的那个地方的一个很，你们可能不知道，叫做海德堡那个水泥厂，在德国是很有名的。
And I lived in an area in Heidelberg that was quite famous.
哎，水泥厂啊。
It's a
cement. Cement.
A cement field. Field.
Fabric 还是什么 是制造厂。
Oh, okay. The many
factory.
Okay, a place where they made cement is the area where I live.
当然，在美国可能没有名了。如果你查德国那个什么股票还是什么，它是三十名之一啊。
And so it may not be so famous. That company may not be so famous in America, but if you look on the stock markets in Germany, they're one of the top 30.
好。互相效力了。
And so all things work together, as it says here.
这边雷曼倒了。
And so we see here in the world when Lehman Brothers fell.
同乡的那个海德堡水泥厂的那个总裁哈、哦，就在我家那个小火车站那里啊，就卧轨自杀了。
And so the CEO of that cement company that was also near where the Lehman Brothers started or came from, he also committed suicide.
有没有互相效力
？And so we see that all these things work together.
万事互相效力。
So, like, just like it says in the scriptures, all things work together.
所以南美的一只蝴蝶拍一下。
So a butterfly that flaps its wings in South America.
所以美国常常有暴风嘛，是不是？
Can
create, 罗卷风嘛。
Can create.
人家这么说的，我是。
Can create an effect they call the butterfly effect, where it would cause storms or hurricanes. In the other regions.
这不是叫万事互相效力吗？
Is this what it means by all things working together?
是互相效力的。
Indeed, they do work together.
所以互相效力叫人死，叫人失败，叫人自杀。
So all things can work together to cause people to die, to cause people to fail, to cause people to commit suicide.
凡事效力不一定是好啊。
So all things working together may not necessarily be good.
是不是？
Isn't that so?
但是呢？有一种人一定会好。
But there's one type of person or people that is always good.
就是说互相效力，那叫爱神的人得益处。
Says all things work together for good to those who love God.
是，真的是你只要爱神就会得到好处了。
Truly, if you only love God, you will receive good things.
我听一个见证哦。
I've heard a testimony.
我们教会有一个弟兄很热心啊。
There's a very fervent brother in our church.
安息日都就是自己有工厂，他就停工，那跟他的员工说要守安息日。
This brother had it on his own factory, and on the Sabbath day, he would stop work and tell his employees to observe the Sabbath.
啊，那他也是很怎么讲，很虔诚啊。
He was a very devout Christian.
那不久之后呢
？But not long after，
那个他工厂呢，安息日又人不在嘛，就火烧了。
And so on one Sabbath, because there's no one there, it was it caught on fire. The factory caught on fire.
那第一个啊，他的员工说，是不是安息日要开工啊？不然怎么会火烧
？And one of his employees suggested, should we not work on Saturday? Because if we don't work, look what happened. It caught on fire.
他信心还是不错。
And but the
信心还很好。
他的员工
他。
But his owner's faith was still very strong.
第二个礼拜又火烧。
And the following week, the fire burned the factory again.
他想说奇怪了，他就信心就软弱了。
And so he thought it was rather odd, and his faith began to fall.
但是他家人安慰他。
But his family members comforted him.
因为烧两次，他的股东说这个要卖。
And because of these two fire incidents, his investors wanted to sell off their equity in this company.
公司就卖掉了。
And so they ended up selling the company.
他就做别的了。
And he went into another business.
五年之后。
And 5 years later.
他的就是同业的说，哇，你好有眼光啊。
And one of the people that worked in the same field as him told him that he had great vision.
我们现在这一行的就是你把工厂送给了人家不要了，就是五年之后这种行业哈，如果你把工厂就是说哦，就是你这个东西给人家免费给人家，人家也不要做，因为大家都赔本了。
He remarked that he had great foresight and vision because if he were to sell the company 5 years later, nobody would have wanted to buy it because it was worth nothing.
他说：“你现在做什么？要跟他看他做什么？要跟他做，因为说你这个人应该有特殊的那个经营的眼光嘛。”
And so this person wanted to follow him in whatever business he was involved in because he felt that he had great foresight.
他快要笑死了。
And he almost laughed to death.
他说我是被逼啊，因为我是守安息日，安息日两跟员工说一定守安息日神会祝福，但是呢守安息日连连一直在火烧，是被逼到卖掉，没有什么眼光的了。
And he,
如果 有眼光呢，是神给我眼光啊。
And he laughed it off, saying that he has no foresight or vision. It was because he tried to observe the Sabbath and all these seemingly unfortunate incidents happened to him, so that he had to sell off his company.
那爱神人得益处哈。
So those who love all things work together for good for those who love God.
谁是爱神的人呢？
So who are those who love God?
接下来说，就是按他旨意被召的人。
It says to those who are the called according to His purpose.
被神召来哈。
So those who are called.
召是等一下我们要看到的这一连串的因果关系的中间。最中间的这个因素。
The called is the main reason of what we're going to study later of a series of things that happened.
29节哈到30节。
Verse 29 and 30.
这里有五个步骤哈。
There's five steps here.
第一个是神的预知。
First is God foreknew.
哎，这个我们没有办法知道的。
This is something that we will never understand.
这也是神的预定。
And the next is God's predestination.
这个我们没有办法说什么的。
This is also something that we are unable to explain.
再来，神把你招来。
And the next is that God calls His own.
那再来就称你为义。
And then God justifies him.
哎，也就是说，以我们现在话来讲，就是我们受洗归入耶稣基督，被称为义。
In today's terms, it means that we are baptized, we belong to Jesus, and are justified by Him.
那接下来，称义之后要得荣耀。
And so after justification, he also glorified.
哎，我们今天那个星期一我们有谈过哈，在侍奉当中得荣耀。
On Monday, we talked about being glorified under the winds.
并且神向你仰脸。
God's face looking up.
Looking upon.
Looking upon us.
那这是神召我们来的目的啦。
So this is the purpose that God had called us.
所以我们看帖撒罗尼前书第一章。
So let us look at first Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
First Thessalonians 1 verse 9.
这里告诉我们哈，
And here it tells us,
我们离弃了以前的偶像。
That we have turned away from the idols of the past.
然后呢，要服侍那又真又活的神。
And we serve the living and true God.
所以我们既然被召来了。
Well, since we have been elected,
神一定捏到他要用的器皿，我们就合乎他用了。
And God will mold us into the vessel that is useful for His work.
神是就是这个窑匠。
God is the potter.
他 要做什么事情，他都知道的。
And he already knows what he is going to do.
那我们每个人只是他的器皿。
And all of us are just his vessels.
但是神召我们来之后
，But when after God calls us,
我们成为他器皿之后
，After we become his vessels,
神的工作一定会成就。
God's work will be fulfilled.
那接下来我们就是要自己要灵修了。
And after that, it depends on our own self-cultivation.
神是活的。
Our spiritual cultivation. For God is living.
我们也是活的。
And we are also living.
所以神不是造一个机器人来服侍。
God did not create a robot to serve him.
所以在这里呢就有一个很大的我们所谓的立志自那个什么自主的空间。
And so here it gives us a room for our own free will.
所以这分开来看。
And so you can take two perspectives in looking at this.
神的工作一定会成就。
One is that God's work shall be fulfilled.
但是人呢?
But what about man's work?
如果你参与了神的工作,
If we involve ourselves in God's work,
当然这是很光荣。
Of course, this is a glorious thing.
但是在这个当中呢我们自己要心意变化，要更新。
But within this work, we have to cultivate and transform our hearts.
刚刚我们看到罗马书第八章。
It's like what we read in verse in Romans chapter 8.
刚刚我们念过的，也就是说，我们怎么能够来侍奉
？What we read earlier was how can we come to serve God?
就是神的预知、预定、招来、称义，让我们要得荣耀。
It's God's foreknew and He predestined, He justified and He glorified.
好，那我们看十二章第一节。
So let's look at Romans 12 verse 1.
第八章呢是从神的角度来看。
So Romans 8 talks about it from God's point of view.
那十二章呢是从人的角度来看。
And Romans 12 accounts from a human point of view.
这里说弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Verse 1 it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God,
要将身体献上当作活祭。
That you present yourselves, your body is a living sacrifice.
所以是我们以我们的身体来服侍的。
So we have to use our bodies to serve.
这是每个人的。
This is for every person.
然后呢，要做活祭。
And then after that, we need to be a living sacrifice.
然后是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And a holy and acceptable to God.
然后这样子呢，如此的侍奉乃是理所当然的。
And that kind of a sacrifice is our reasonable service.
中文是说理所当然，其实是英文这个是最正确的，这是一个什么 reasonable。就是理智的，能够自己知道的，而不是头晕的。
And the English translation is more accurate in using this description of reasonable service.
是有你可以去理解，可以自己来决定的。
Or something that you can come to rationalize and make the decision yourself.
那第四第二节。
In verse 2,
来请念。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这里呢，你的心意要变化更新。
Here our hearts and our minds must be transformed and renewed.
我们灵已经被洗净。
If our spirit has already been cleansed and washed.
洗礼的时候，我们重生了。
We are reborn during baptism.
跟神就和好了。
And we have been reconciled with God.
但是我们的那个心意，就是你自己卖的，你自我还在啊，不是没有自我了。
But our own minds and thoughts and self and self, we still have that within us.
要变化更新。
So we must transform and renew it.
然后才能做得合乎神的旨意。
In order to do what is according to God's will.
所以我们被神捏出他和他用的，成为他的器皿。
And so when we are formed and molded by God to become a good vessel for Him to use.
其实每个人都是一样的。
We are all like that.
你就是小朋友也一样。
Even including the kids.
你来这边笑一下，这就是神 在你身上的旨意了。
And perhaps you come to church, you smile a little bit, and that is the will of God for you.
因为你笑一下，你隔壁那个阿姨啊，就高兴起来，她回去做事就好起来。
For your smile may lighten up another sister or auntie who later on goes home and does even better work because they were uplifted by your smile.
这都是互相效应的。
These are all things that are working together.
那教会跟社会又不一样。
And the church is different from society.
这是耶稣的身体。
And for this is the body of Christ.
主耶稣在这个身体，他一定会调适的好的。
Jesus will make the proper adjustments to his body.
所以，如果你是被神召来的
，So if you were called to God,
一定有用。
Called by God, then you must be useful in some way.
我们常想的有用，就是说你要当什么负责人呐、啊，或是要当传道啦。
And our notion of being useful typically means that we need to be some kind of council member or a pastor or some kind of leadership role.
那有人有错误观念，以为说当传道以后那个奖赏多了。我传道不是当很久，但是也快要不能说快要了，在三年多就退休了。
And some people have the misconception that being
不是很长，但是也如果以那个。我跟啊，你先换。
And some people have the misconception that preachers will be rewarded all the more than others.
我常跟那个陈先生讲了哈，当传道好像那个狐狸一样，狐狸呀、啊，
狐狸哦
，fox 嘛。
And then I often tell the TTP students that being a preacher is like being a fox.
我说你没有感觉吗？
I asked them, do you not feel that way?
每个人都有感觉啊。
And perhaps everyone feels the same.
一开始上 TTP, 那个人家来煮饭就煮得特别好吃给你吃。
When you start TTP and people come to cook for you, they cook very delicious meals.
我问啊，你平常到别的教会去教会访问人家有没有这样对待你？
And I asked them, well, when you go to other people's house to visit them, do they treat you like this? Not likely.
每天都吃得饱得要命啊。
And they are well fed every day.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为人家看到你后面有一只老虎啊。
Because people will see that tiger behind you giving pursuit.
那你不要以为你人家是对你好啊，人家是看老虎的面子，煮给你这个什么狐狸吃。狐假虎威嘛，知道吗？
And I was telling them that,
有没有听过嘛？
So、
这个
don't think that
这是事实啊。
Trying to treat you well, but rather, they're trying not to offend that tiger who was behind you.
我说你们刚有的还刚出来嘛 ，TTP 你们还是小狐狸啊。那跟你们比较，我已经快要老狐狸了。
And I often tell them that since you just started TTP program, you're like young foxes, and compared to me, I am like an old fox.
我那一天。那个星期一我有讲嘛，我是1982年来到这里的。
And I testified on Monday that I came here in 1982.
那时候还没献堂呢。
And this chapel was not yet dedicated to the Lord yet.
我印象很深刻，一直记到现在。
So one of my most vivid memories here that I still can remember.
那个时候在洗地板哦。
At that time,
洗地毯啊。
They were
借那个机器，那是有水哦。
At the time, they loaned some equipment to clean the carpets.
那时候跟我一起洗的，我实在不是很认识他了。他自我介绍，他叫做陈彼得。
And so the brother who was washing the carpet with me, even though I didn't know him that well, he introduced himself as Peter Chen.
我不晓得他现在去哪里了。
And I'm not sure where he is these days.
一边做一边跟我说啊，年轻人啊，你要谨慎哦。他说他脚给我看了，他说你看我这个被主耶稣打到这个样子。
And as he was working with side by side with me, he often reminded me, "Oh, young man, you need to be watchful." And he would show me his leg, and he would say how he was punished by Lord Jesus.
他说他以前是传道啊。
He said he used to be a preacher as well.
但是我不认识他，就是。
But I really didn't know him.
那他说。主耶稣又把我打回来了。
And then he testified to me that Lord Jesus punished him so that he returned back.
1982.
This is in 1982.
当然，我后来不晓得他去哪里，就但是给我一个很深的印象。当传道小心，可能 他说打到脚都不能走，后来他能够走了。
So this was,
现在怎样我不知道。
This was many, many years ago, but I still remember this vividly, that, this reminder that being a preacher, you must be very careful and watchful, and don't get to a point where you are punished by God, like he was.
其实我们每个信徒神召你来一定有目的。
So every one of us as believers, God had called us for a reason.
你就是来这边安静的聚会信耶稣，这就是做圣工啊。
Perhaps
就耶稣讲的吗？
Perhaps the holy work that you do is coming to church, quietly, worshiping God.
当然，这个如果我现在推销，我会讲一句话：我们当传道吃人太多了，我有时候吃到实在不好意思。
And if I were to retire, I would tell people that as a preacher, we often feel very, very bad that people feed us so well.
我是讲我了，我感觉当传道当这么多年了，有时候自己又如果不上进的话，感觉有些台湾话用假人告告，就是。
And I'm just speaking for my own experience. I feel like I've been kind of very well treated by the members.
那因为我祷告就是了。
So I have to be very be careful and constantly cultivate myself through prayer.
我们看马太福音第七章。
So let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
二十一节。
Matthew 7 verse 21.
刚当传道的时候。
So when I first became a preacher.
布道会常常讲这一节。
I often refer to this verse during the spiritual convocations.
我们都是讲外教会嘛，对不对？
Yeah, we always talk about the church.
就外教会了哈。
We often talk about the outside the other churches.
我们说，你看，他们都说主啊主啊。
And we often say that, oh, the other churches all say Lord, Lord.
我传道当二十几年之后，我想说，这可能是我。
But after being a preacher for 20 years, I reflect upon this, and I think that this might even be me.
我们都是讲别人啊。
We always like to talk about others.
你看他们这里做的是什么？
We see what they did here.
我们说二十二节嘛。
Verse 22.
有许多人对主说了：“主啊，主啊。”
Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord."
这种人呢，也可能是我，说不定也是你啊。
And this type of
活的时候。喊主，他死的时候也喊主啊，喊主喊到死啊。
And these people could be just like you and me, calling out, Lord, Lord, when we're living and even when we're dying.
他们做三件事情，
and they did,
三件事情。
They did three things.
奉主名传福音。
They prophesied in His name.
然后呢，赶鬼。
They cast out demons in His name. And they did many wonders in His name.
这应该是对教会有用的。
These must have been things that were very beneficial to the church.
如果这是事实的话，应该是成就神的工作啊。
And if this were true, then they must have fulfilled God's work.
但是你在传福音的时候，神不认识你啊。
But when you're preaching the gospel, God may not know you.
好像以利的两个儿子啊。
Just like Eli's two sons.
他替别人献祭啊。
They were making sacrifices on behalf of others.
献祭人有没有用？
So was the person making the sacrifice useful?
有没有功效？
Was it effective?
有啊。
Yes, it was.
是不是？撒母耳的他们去献祭也是这两个不认识神的那个祭司来办这个圣事的。
When Samuel went to make sacrifices, it was these two priests that did not know God who conducted that sacrifice offering.
撒母耳的家就是他爸爸他妈妈是有效的。
Samuel's house, including his family, they were useful.
但是这两个祭司是不认识神的。
But these two priests did not know God.
你想想，这不是很矛盾吗？
If you think about it, isn't this quite a contradiction?
不认识神的人带领这些百姓来拜神啊，有效。
Those who did not know God led the people who knew God in worship, and yet it was effective.
那这个就让我们会思考了哈。
And so this leads us to ponder even more.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第八章，我们看到是神的拣选、跟神的呼召、跟神的称义。
In Romans chapter 8, we see God's elect, God's calling, God's justification.
12章告诉我们，我们每个人要自洁，要做活祭，要是圣洁的。
Then in Romans 12, it tells us that each of us must be a present our bodies a living sacrifice.
好，那我们看第九章。
And so let's read chapter. Let's look at chapter 9.
二十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 21.
二十一节
21,、
很熟悉的一节圣经了。
Very familiar verse.
罗马书九章二十一节。
Romans 9 verse 21.
摇匠难道没有权柄从一团泥里拿一块做贵重的器皿，又拿一块做卑贱的器皿吗？
Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor?
同样一个摇匠。
The same potter.
他做两种的器皿。
He was able to make two types of vessels.
一种是贵重的。
One was honorable.
一个是卑贱的。
The other dishonorable.
贵重就是高贵，那个很贵重的嘛。
The honorable ones are very precious and valuable.
另一个是卑贱的。
The other is lowly and dishonorable.
好，这边先从卑贱的讲起。
So let's talk about the one that was made for dishonor.
倘若神要显明他的愤怒。
And so God wanting to show his wrath.
我们知道到最后末日的时候，之前的神有大怒，神如果启示录里面用七个碗所表达的神的大愤怒。
And God in the last days will use his great wrath, and it describes it in Revelation with the kings.
那到最后神审判的时候。
And in the end, when God makes the judgment,
神是愤怒的。
God is showing his wrath.
那这边说就彰显他的全能。
Here it says that he makes his power known.
那多多的忍耐宽容，那可怒预备遭毁灭的器皿。
And endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction.
神也在忍耐。
So God is also enduring.
神也在宽容。
He is also having a mercy.
那宽容忍耐什么呢？
And so what is he enduring?
在这当中做什么呢？
What was he doing during this period of time?
神在预备一个器皿。
He was preparing his vessels.
也是器皿啊，他可能也是在做神的工。
These are also vessels that perhaps were doing God's work.
但是这个是要以后要毁灭掉。
But in the future, these will be destroyed.
然后呢，第二。二十三节。
And then in verse 23,
他又将他的丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿。
And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy.
要得荣耀。
So that they may be glorified.
在八章那里告诉我们，这是正常的路，就是神预知、预定、选召、称义，然后呢得荣耀。
And this is, and according to Romans 8, this is the standard steps to follow, is that he foreknew, he predestined, he justified, and he glorified.
好，这是得荣耀的器皿。
So these are the vessels of glory.
那另外一个呢？
So what about the others?
是遭毁灭的器皿。
Those were the vessels of wrath.
这两种器皿都是神所捏造的。
Vessels of wrath or destruction, and these two vessels were all formed by God.
那你会想这样不公平吗？
So you may feel that this is not fair.
不是的。
No, it is not so.
我们来看提摩太，保罗在提摩太后书第二章所告诉我们的。
We can see what Paul wrote in 2 Timothy.
这也是我们很熟悉的。提摩太后书第二章第十九节。
Timothy 2 verse 19 is a familiar verse to us.
第十九节。
In 19.
我们看到神国就教会里面有两个印哈，两个印记。
There are two types of seals in God's kingdom.
第一个就是神怜悯拣选的印记。
The first is the Lord knows who are His.
那再来就是那我们来念十九节，念一下。
In verse 19, it reads, "Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity."
好，继续，请继续。
In verse 20, but in that great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor.
嗯哼，好。第21节。
In verse 21, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
好，那这里有贵重的器皿哈。
So we see here there are honor vessels of honor.
还有卑贱的器皿。
As well as vessels for dishonor.
怎么来分呢？
And how do you distinguish the two?
这里告诉我们哈。
人
若自洁脱离卑贱的事。
It says if anyone cleanses himself from the latter.
这是你自己的有主动权的
，which means you're using your own free will to make that change.
英文是活的
，or in English it's it means living.
嗯，哎，你愿意的
，or you are a willing.
所以我们每个人都是器皿
，so all of us are vessels.
同样一个师傅
，we have the same master.
其实他做出来的都是有用的
，and whatever he creates, it's all useful.
但是到最后不一样的结果呢
？But in the end, they may have a different results.
一个分水岭哈，就是你有没有自洁，自己洁净自己。
Do you and the one is have you sanctified and cleansed yourself?
我们看利未记20:7哈。
Let's turn to Leviticus 20:7.
利未记20:7。
Leviticus 20:7。20:7 Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God.
这是说你们要自洁成圣。
Just hear that we must consecrate ourselves, be holy.
没有人能够帮得上忙的。
This is something that no one else can help you with.
也没有办法别人代替你的。
And another person will not be able to substitute in your place.
当我们成为器皿之后。
After we have become a vessel for God,
就是当你进到耶稣基督里面来
，which means after you have entered into Christ Jesus,
我们跟神的关系是自己要长进的。
We have a personal relationship with God that we ourselves must foster and grow.
好，我们来看雅歌，大家很熟悉的哈。
Let's read the Song of Solomon.
雅歌第二章。
Song of Solomon, chapter 2.
第七节
2:7
好我们在那个我们再看3:5
let's also look at chapter 3:5
好我们再看8:4
and 8:4
那个你就全部把它用三行把它打出来嘛
can you project all three verses
如果我们一边念二章的，一边念二章哈。
So,
这边如果念第二章
，and so if one side reads chapter two，
那这边念第三章
，and the center column reads chapter three。
哎，那我们念第八章
，and then the rest of us read chapter eight。
结果是怎么样
？Then what will it sound like？
一样的哈。
It'll be the same thing。
哎。如果雅各来讲的话，神永远是等我们的。
God is always waiting for us, according to Songs of Solomon.
因为你在侍奉神最美的就是你出于情愿。
Because the most beautiful thing in serving God is that we do it willingly.
在爱里面侍奉。
We are serving in love.
在这里当然是讲爱情了哈，爱情若。爱情不是自愿的，不是从心里发出的那种爱情，是强迫、强暴。
And this is the talking about love here, and it's something that comes naturally and comes out of a willing heart, and not something that is forced.
那我们也知道雅各侍奉神的人跟神的关系是一直在长进的。
And we know that the when people serve God, they also have a growing relationship with God.
神对我们一直在等候。
And God is always waiting for us.
等我们自己情愿的。
Waiting until we ourselves are willing.
所以激动的一种服事哈不会久。
So a very servitude that comes through someone needing to push you will not last long.
一定要内心。当然，如果你刚开始是人家。鼓励一下，那接下来你要自己愿意啊。如果一直要鼓励， 这个不行啊。
And of course, it's very good if someone can motivate you, encourage you to serve God. But in the end, it really has to be your own willingness.
侍奉神，从小朋友一直鼓励，鼓励到已经要离开世上了，还要再鼓励。这个主耶稣也感觉你这种爱情，啊，不会讲。
And Lord Jesus may question the love that you have. You have to be encouraged from as a young child all the way until the day you die to serve Him.
那我们看第二章十六节。
Now、let's read chapter 2, verse 16.
我们侍奉，我们是器皿，最先可能是认为呢，耶稣是属我呢，我也属他。
And we may
二章十六节。
In chapter 2, verse 16 says, "My beloved is mine, and I am His."
耶稣赐恩给我了，说我回报。
And Lord Jesus showed a grace to us, and we need to repay it.
这是好的。
This is a good thing.
只是开始了。
This is only the beginning, though.
报恩的服事。
To repay the grace that we have received.
但是你报到有一天你说够了。
But one day after repaying all of it, you may say that's enough.
要长进啊！你不长进的话，有时候你服事到人家讲你，人家攻击你，你那说够了，何必呢？丢。
When we serve, we need to grow and constantly mature so that one day if we are perhaps offended by somebody when doing our holy work, we will not say, that's enough, that's all I'm going to do.
要继续就是要长进。
But we have to grow and continue to improve.
我看最后，我们看第七章第十节。
Let us look at chapter 7, verse 10.10. I am my beloved, and his desire is toward me.
这是自己已经是消除了。
Here we see that they have already given up themselves.
没有说他属我，他爱我，而是完全我属耶稣。
No longer does it say my beloved is mine, but rather I am my beloved completely. And his desire is toward me.
到这种程度的话，你不怕人家骂。
So when you reach this kind of level of affection, you will not be turned away by someone else scolding you or talking about you.
是说你没有错，人家骂你啊。
It's not saying that you were mistakenly wronged.
你们在做圣工常常被人家误会嘛，对不对
？Sometimes when we're doing holy work,
好心人家就讲到这个样子呢。
Sometimes when we're doing holy work, we may be offended by others.
如果你是以报恩的心服事的话，这个时候心里很不平的。
And if you're using a heart of repaying God's grace in serving, then when you hear these words, you may not feel at peace.
这时候如果说我是属耶稣的。
But if at this time you feel like you belong to Lord Jesus,
我完全是因为为就是侍奉他的。
And that you are completely and totally involving yourself in serving him.
人家讲一些话，有错就改，没错就讲耶稣啊。
Then whatever people say, if I did do something wrong, I will change and improve myself. If not, then they're actually talking about Lord Jesus himself.
我们来想两个人哦。
Let's think about two people.
其实，如果以犯罪的程度来讲的话，第二个应该更重。以人间来讲的话
，in terms of committing a sin, the second is probably more severe.
或是可恶的话
，or
应该就是扫罗跟大卫啊。
Or what is more despicable, perhaps, is that involving Saul and David.
当然，你想要扫罗，就是他一直要杀大卫嘛，对不对
？If you think about Saul, you can think about all the many times that he tried to pursue and kill David.
那他也没杀到啊。
And he never succeeded.
大卫呢
？What about David?
你想他做的事情哦。
You think back on the things that he had done.
第一个，用那个非常诡计的，把人家的先生给弄死，太太娶来，这个实在是。
First, he schemed his way into taking someone else's wife, and not only that, but killing off her husband.
扫罗，他要杀大卫，他也是要保住江山嘛。他怕说你这个人以后会篡夺我的位啊。
And the reason Saul wanted to kill David was to protect his own throne.
只是这样子嘛。
It was only for that reason.
当然这是很不好就是了。
And of course, it was not a good reason.
那最后大卫又那个数点人数啊。
And then David did another thing, which was he took the census of the people.
圣经记载那一天从但到别示巴。
The Bible records that from that day, from Dan to Beersheba,
死了七万人啊。
There were 70,000 that perished.
啊，就是因为一个大卫，他就是到最后应该是人老了，就每次自然的人都会算说，我以前当过兵站过卫兵，然后又是怎么英雄事迹，一定会算下来。人越老，古时候的事情算越多。
David, because of his old age, many old people of old age like to recount all the different things that they had done in the past to remember the heroic the deeds that they have done.
他老了想说，算算我在我统治之下有多少的精兵啊。
And so before he died, he wanted to count how many people were under his authority.
他的将军耶亚克说：“不用算了。”
And the general advised him, "There's no need to take the census."
但是国王的命令强过他的将军呐。
But the king's command surpassed that of the general.
他的将军耶亚这个人也不是太光明的人，然后也不是，但是他至少有点良心啊，说。这是神的赏赐啊，不要算了。
And although his general was not the best person, but he also realized that this is not something that perhaps God would be very pleased with.
其实扫罗跟大卫他们都有一个很类似的开始。
So Saul and David had similar beginnings.
扫罗是要找驴子，就找到了一个王国。
And Saul, pursuing a mule, eventually found a kingdom.
人家是这么说，就是他要找驴子，最后呢，被高立为王啊。
And in the end, he was anointed as a king.
大卫呢是牧羊，牧到当王啊。
And David likewise was shepherding, and then he became a king later on.
他们有一个共同的开始啊。
So they had a common beginning.
最先呢，那个扫罗很谦卑啊，人家说，国王在哪里？戳到他，他躲起来了。躲到工具房里面去了。
And Saul was one of the most humble of all in the beginning when people were saying, "Where's the king?" And they chose him, and he hid himself away.
然后呢，有一些匪类啊，说这个人啊，就看不起他。
And there were some people that looked down upon him.
后来他去打仗回来赢了。
And when he went out to fight and won battles,
他的部下说，以前看不起你，把他抓来杀了。
Those who were with him advised him to bring the people that were against him that looked down upon him and kill them.
他说不要啊，这是神赐恩的日子。
But he says no, for this is a day of grace from God.
他们有一个很相似的开始。
They had a very similar beginning.
但是在圣经里面有一个他们两个很大的一个转捩，或是说最后不同呢？
But in the Bible, there was a great turning point between the two of them that gave them different results.
我们来看那个列王记，那个撒母记上第十五章。
Let's look at First Samuel chapter 15.
十五章第一节。
First Samuel 15, verse 1.
这时候撒母对扫罗说了。
So here, Samuel told Saul.
说神差我高你为王。
He says, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over His people."
治理他的百姓。
Over his people,
所以你要听神的话。
Therefore, heed the voice of the words of the Lord.
现在有一个历史使命交在你身上。
And so now there is a commission on for you.
这个已经是那个几百年前的事了。
This is something that happened hundreds of years ago.
至少五百年了。
At least 500 years.
出埃及的时候，离这里快要六百年了。
And from the time they departed from Egypt until this point was about 600 years span.
那这是什么事呢？
So what thing was they talking about here?
以色列人出埃及的时候，亚玛利人怎样待以色列人？神记住啊。
And so God remembered how the Amalekites treated the Israelites after they left Egypt.
那现在这个工作交在你手中。
And now he entrusted this work onto Saul.
也就是说，亚玛利人的罪已经满了，就好像那个迦南人罪满，神要处罚。
Meaning that the Amalekites, their sins have become full, just as the Canaanites, their sins had become full, and therefore God wanted to punish them.
现在叫你去执行这个任务。
And so duty was given to Saul to carry out.
我们知道扫罗没有完成。
We know that Saul never completed it.
大卫呢？
And how about David?
他一生完成了一件事情。
His whole life he accomplished one thing.
就是神应许亚伯拉罕的应许地，他完成了。
Which is that land that God had promised to Abraham, he had fulfilled that.
他们是第一个、第二个国王啊。
He was the second, first, and they were the first and second kings of Israel.
第一个国王，我们知道最后头是砍掉的。
We know the latter king, in the end, his head, he was beheaded.
当我们每次讲这个，就会讲说他罪行他是藏起来的，头藏起来的。
And when we talk about this, we often say that initially he was trying to hide himself, hide his head.
但是他头又伸出来，高人一头，所以这个头就砍掉。
But since he stepped out, and since he was one head taller than others, he was beheaded in the end.
其实你看他的一生哦。
So if you look at his entire life,
他有五次的打仗。
He went through five major battles.
其实他没有打败过仗。
He never had a failed battle.
当然有的是靠别人打的，大卫打了，他儿子打了。
Of course, some were won by others, like David or his son.
其实神也是很重用他的。
God also had a good use of him.
他是神所高的。
And he was the one that was anointed by God.
但是这个器皿到最后是毁坏了。
But in the end, this vessel was destroyed.
大卫说老师，他的品格当然是不错，合乎神用，但是我们讲过，有一些他的做的事情也不是那么光明啊。
And we know that David, although his character was pretty decent and he was a good worker for God, but we know that he was also not clean.
但是他都一直很谦卑，他每次犯错都是什么？马上认错。
But he was always a very humble person. Whenever he committed sins, he would repent almost immediately.
最后呢？
And so in the end,
我们来看列王记上。
Let's look at First Kings.
第二章。
First Kings chapter 2.
第一节，第二节。
First Kings 2 verses 1 and 2.
这时候他晓得他要走了。
So now he knew that his day was near.
我们每个人都要离世之前，差不多多少会知道了。
Before we depart from this world, most of us will perhaps have a good idea of when that would happen.
有人是很不喜欢死啊。
Some people are dreadfully afraid of death.
那大卫呢？
But what about David here?
第二节。
Verse 2.
他跟他儿子讲了。
He told his son,
我现在要走世人必走的路啊。
I go the way of all the earth.
那你要好好做下去。
And so you must continue doing the good work.
他来只是完成神给他完成的工作。
And he came only to accomplish the work that God had given him.
他不是一个断代的人物，就是说我就是全部。
He was not a person who felt like he was everything. He was
世界有成就的人都是他很有成就，就是他的成就。
In the world, there are many successful people, and their success was due to themselves.
所以他要死之前呢
？And so before they die,
一定感觉说一切都完了。
They may feel that it's all over.
那我们呢？
But what about us as believers?
我们每个人都是一个过程而已。
All of us are just a mere process in this in eternity.
我们是神的器皿。
Or in this entirety, but we are each a vessel of God.
来完成神这个历史任务里面的一点而已。
And we are just a vessel that completed one part of God's mighty plan.
我常想，若一个很安静并且很虔诚的一个信徒，他就是每就是只是来聚会敬拜神，这就做圣工哦。他可能奖赏比像我这种在台上讲了快要二三十年的这种传道，可能赏赐还更多。
Sometimes I feel that just merely a believer who comes quietly to worship God and sitting there listening to God's words may have a better reward than a person like me who has preached for over 20, 30 years.
因为神在你身上旨意就是这样子而已。
For that may be God's will for you in this earth.
就很有用了。
And that is already very useful.
那另外呢？你以为做了很大的圣功，其实是什么？ 不一定。
And on the other hand, the things that you feel like are great holy work that you can do may not be so.
因为你没有灵修。
Because we did not cultivate ourselves.
你不是圣洁。
And we are not holy.
神都是捏造我们的。
God forms and molds people.
我们只要爱主。
As long as we love God.
圣洁。
Keep ourselves holy.
就是贵重的器皿。
Then we are precious and valuable vessels.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
494首
Let us rise and sing hymn 494.